He was a renegade surfer. He started surfing in 1939 in Southern California. He died in a surfing accident in 1954 in San Diego. He went to Caltech on a scholarship and began applying aerodynamics and hydrodynamic theory to surfboard design and came up with a lot of really interesting, very functional, and far ahead of his time machines, he called them, for riding waves. And when he passed away in 54, his ideas died with him, and they kind of resurfaced by revisiting his boards, looking at them, making replicas, riding them again. And that's what we've been doing. And so we have some original Simmons here that were built in the late 40s and early 50s, and that's something to see.